Why don't you take it and open it up to the middle part of it, to Psalms. We're going to be in Psalm 24 starting off this morning. If you're using the Bible in the pew in front of you, it's going to be on page 458. Psalm 24 is going to give us a firm place to stand as we move forward together in this new sermon series that we're calling The Green Elephant. Now, I'll explain what The Green Elephant is all about in a minute, if you weren't here last week to kind of get a taster of that, and I'll tell you how we got that name. But before we move any further, we need to just get a couple of foundational verses for us to stand on and to walk forward from. And so if you're able to, I would ask you and invite you to stand with me just in reverence of God's word and to read with me from Psalm 24. We're going to read Psalm 24, verses 1 and 2. And not only do I want us to read these verses, I want us to declare these verses as foundational truth that you and I need to stand on today. Okay? So let's say and read and declare Psalm 24, verses 1 and 2. With conviction this morning. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Thanks. You can be seated. What we just declared in those first two verses from Psalm 24 is not only is the earth the Lord's, but every single thing on this planet, every detail in your life and my life is significant to God. And not only is it significant to God, it is God's. God owns it. God owns it all. It says there that all those who dwell on the earth are whose? They're God's. All this was God's idea. God created all this. God founded all this. And God sets the rules for everything that He created. So every single detail in every single area of our lives belongs to who? Belongs to God. Everything on the earth belongs to God. The New International Version of the Bible says Psalm 24:1 like this. It's on the screen. And it says, it's coming on the screen. There it is. It says, the earth is the Lord's and what? Everything in it. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. So let me just ask you a quick question. Who in here owns a pair of shoes? Just raise your hand. Raise your hand if you own a pair of shoes. Okay, let's read this again. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. So let me ask that question again. Who in here owns a pair of shoes? Let me just... Okay, let's read that again. Let me give sometimes we do, but sometimes if we can see it, it's better. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. So who owns a pair of shoes? Your shoes aren't your shoes, according to what God's word says. They're God's shoes, and He just is loaning them to you. So somebody's wrong. Either God's word or you. I'm voting this way here, and some of you are going, you know, but those are my shoes. Well, okay. No. But I've got a Protestant work ethic, and I paid for those shoes. Let's stay with me the whole sermon series. Let's see if we're there at the end of it. But because that right there, that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, that is foundational truth for you and me and for every single person who is breathing air. And guess who owns the air that you're breathing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's God. All of this is God's idea. All of this belongs to God. And this morning we're starting a brand new sermon series about a subject that we need to be reminded from the very start of this series that it's God's. It's not ours, it's God's. And it's the subject of money. The subject of money. And for some of us, the subject of money is the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about, but we all know that he's in the room. And it's the green elephant. You go, why is it green? Because what's the color of money? It's green. Because money is green, and so money is not only the elephant in the room that nobody really wants to talk about, it's the big green elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. But can I just tell you something? God has a whole lot to say about the subject of money all throughout the Bible. In fact, Jesus talked more about money than he talked about salvation and heaven and hell all combined. And if Jesus talked that much about money, then we need to invest some of our time together talking about this subject that is near and dear to the heart of God. Several years ago, I was with a group of guys, and we were doing some creative planning for some topics from Scripture that we wanted to teach on and to bring to our churches. And we were all going, you know, we need to talk about money. We need to talk about that. Is there a creative way we can do that? And a buddy of mine named Richard said, what if we just called it the big green elephant? Because it's the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. And that just resonated with me. And I'm like, yes, that is what it is. That is the topic of money. It's the green elephant. So ever since that conversation in that room with that group of guys, every time I've had a chance to talk about money or teach about money in church or elsewhere, I've just called it the green elephant. It's the big green elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about, but that we are going to talk about. And so this morning, we're going to do something a little bit different. Okay, let me just admit to you right up front, I'm not an expert on money. Okay, I don't have an MBA. I don't have a degree in finance. But I do invest and have invested a significant amount of time trying to understand what God says about money and how God wants people to respond to money and manage money and deal with finances based on God's word. And so this morning, I want us to actually hear from an expert on money who also deeply, deeply, deeply loves Jesus and who is committed to what the Bible says about money. Last week, I told you that I was going to show you something this morning that radically changed mine and Allison's life. A few years ago, I was at a conference in Atlanta, Georgia with some friends of mine, and we were there listening to several different speakers teach on leadership, and there was a man there by the name of Dave Ramsey who spoke. First time I'd ever come into contact with him, but what he was saying absolutely made sense to me. And I mean, it so connected, it was so clear, and it was right out of God's word, and I was like, you know, I need to get my head around this a bit more. And so from that point forward, it just really began to change and alter the way that Allison and I handle our finances. And he gave a talk that day that just changed a lot of things for me. And I was able to actually get my hands on a copy of that talk. And so this morning, what I want you to do is I want you to sit back and I want you to listen to that talk that really connected with me. And it can just begin to kind of level the playing field for all of us so that you can begin to hear the perspective that changed my life that's out of God's word. When you came in, you were handed a bulletin like this. Would you get it out? I want to just point a couple of things out to you that might be helpful to you as we move through the rest of our time together this morning. There's some stats that I've mentioned on there. And all the Bible verses, 12 different Bible references that are going to come forth out of this message that you're about to witness. He doesn't stand on the platform with a Bible in hand. It just comes right out in his teaching, but I wanted you to see where it was. And there's some blanks in here that may help you just engage as we move forward. And so I wanted to just point that out to you and ask you to sit back and to absorb this, because I believe God wants to say some things to you and to me through what he's already said in this guy that he's changed his life. His name is Dave Ramsey. So sit back and watch this, and then I'll come back in a few moments and kind of wrap our time up and help us to understand the next steps that we may want to take in this Green Elephant series. Let's watch this.
How many of you grew up like I did? You grew up not rich. Raise your hand. That's most of it.
So what do we do with that? Besides wipe the tears away like I was doing in Atlanta that day after hearing that story. And by the way, somebody came up in the first hour and said, that guy's name is Lance. He was a little kid here at Woodhaven. back before our church became Arapahoe Road. And some of you are going, what were those things in the blank? Because you told us to ride in and then the lights went down. Let me just give them to you right quick. Stewardship is about managing God's stuff for His glory. It's about managing God's stuff for His glory. And He just said, it's not my money. It's not my money. I'm just a manager. And He said, you have to have a written plan, and you do. You really do. You have to have a written plan, and He just said, the borrower is slave to the lender. That's straight out of Proverbs 22, verse 7. The borrower is slave to the lender. He said, we need to act our wage. We need to learn to save and invest money, and we need to learn to be a giver. So before we all duck out of here for lunch, what are we supposed to do with this? What am I asking you and me to do about this? Because if you didn't walk in here already applying these principles, you're not going to walk out of here applying all these principles. But you can take a step. And so what I'm asking you to do this week and throughout this series is simply this. Would you pray? Would you ask God to open you up to what He might want you to do with your life? Because I do know this. God loves us too much for us to stay the same that we are, same way that we are right now. He wants us to grow. He wants us to change. He wants us to become more like Him. And that includes your financial areas of your life. So would you begin this week just to pray and say, God, what do you want me to do when it comes to finances? Let me tell you where we're going. Next week, I'm going to preach a message called The Pressure Points. And we're just going to look at some of the financial pressure points in our lives that we've gotten ourselves into. And at the end of that message, I'm going to give you a commitment card for you to take home and pray a little bit more specifically about some ways that God may want you to take a step in the coming days. And I'm going to ask you to take that home and pray over it all week long. And then the week after that, I'm going to preach a message called Relieving the Pressure Points. We're going to look at a strategy right out of God's Word about what He says that His followers need to do when it comes to managing money. It's very simple, but man, it's hard to do. And can I just tell you what we just saw a moment ago? I sat in that room and it changed my life. It changed Allison and I's life. It just changed the course. And we're debt-free except for our home. It just is hard, but God has a way of meeting us when we start taking steps towards what He wants us to do. And so that last week, I'm going to ask you to make a commitment about taking a step wherever you are along the way. Maybe that means beginning to give. Maybe that means beginning to get a plan to get out of debt. And you go, man, I'd love to know how to do that. Well, we don't want to just talk about it. We want to resource you with it. And starting on November the 2nd, that's a Wednesday night, and every Wednesday and Sunday, with the exception of the Wednesday right before Thanksgiving, from November the 2nd to December the 18th, we're going to offer Financial Peace University some of the principles that Dave Ramsey just shared with you. He's not going to fly in each week. We've got it in a kit on a DVD, and we're going to lead those who want to go through that process together through it. You can get information on our website at arapahoeroad.com, and you can sign up by calling our church office. All that information's on our website, and we'll talk more about that next week. Some of you are going, oh my goodness, you mean that could be done by Christmas? And then you just went, oh my goodness, Christmas is coming. Hey, the best present you could give yourself or your family is to change the way you're dealing with your money. And by the way, it's not your money. Whose money is it? Oh yeah, that's right. That's what He said. So what do we do this morning? I want to invite you to pray. I'm going to invite you to take a step this week and just open yourself up to God and say, God, what do you want me to do? For some of you, the Holy Spirit was talking directly to you. And He's saying, you know what, you need to get connected with a church that's going to teach this stuff and that's going to talk about real issues in life. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you just to come meet me down here. We're not going to be long. Cowboys don't play today anyway, so we're good. Others of you may go, you know, I need to be obedient and I just need to align my life with Christ. I've never, ever followed Him in baptism by immersion. Come talk to me. Others of you are going, you know, I need to become a Christian. I need to give my heart to Jesus. And that will be a move that will then begin to get everything else into place. If you need to do that, it's very simple. ABCs, I share it with you every week. You admit that He's God, that you're not. That He's the Savior and you're a sinner, and that sin separates you from Him. And that He died on the cross, and you believe that He died on the cross as payment for your sin. And then you do what the Bible says, which is call. Call out to Him. The Bible says all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And that's the first step you need to take today. And if you need to do that, come meet me here at the front. Let me help you. Others of you may just need prayer. We're not going to have a long invitation, but I do want to give you a chance to respond. I'm going to ask Mike to come and just lead us for a moment. But would you pray with me? And whatever you need to do, do it this morning quickly. Lord, thanks for today. Thanks for this message. And I pray for the people in this room, Lord, that it would change the trajectory of their life and that they would be open to following You, whatever You're calling them to do. If somebody needs to make a decision right now, Lord, I pray that they do it immediately. And I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.